This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tonight, the first comment from Iran's supreme leader, who reportedly has been in hiding since the U.S. threatened and then carried out the attacks on nuclear sites in Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei says in a tweet that their attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. David Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, says the U.S. operation was carried out successfully, but he disagrees with President Trump's claim that its nukes were obliterated.
There is no way that Iran's nuclear capabilities, its infrastructure, its materials can be wiped out with this massive but still kind of a single-shot military operation. There's a lot we don't know.
The FBI and Homeland Security on a call to governors warning them to watch out for upticks in cyber activity. The State Department tonight urging Americans abroad to be aware of any anti-American demonstration. Oil prices are up 2%. This is ABC News. At least three dead, including twin girls, in severe storms outside Syracuse. New York's governor declaring a state of emergency for storms there and also for the extreme heat downstate. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Heat kills thousands each year, more than any other type of extreme weather. And here in New York City, air quality alerts up for tomorrow, with officials warning people, especially those sensitive groups, to take this heat seriously.
Churchgoers were armed with more than Bibles at Cross Point Community Church outside Detroit when a gunman came after them.
The church building and began firing his weapon. Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle as the gunman shot the vehicle repeatedly. At least two staff members shot the gunman, causing fatal wounds. One staff member was shot once in the leg by the suspect.
Chief Ryan Strong crediting church staff for preventing a mass shooting. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broths, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Okay,
maybe I'm wasting my whole life away.
Dunk.
Back to local music in the After Hours show. That is Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628, back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmy's on Max Inc. Radio. We continue the after-hour show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll make sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Song in progress, a little great big sing-along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be alive inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Oh. Scribbled 12 suicide notes for the world I leave behind. One to my love and one to my best friends, one to my family, and then there were 9 addressed to me. Who would have known that I could write about pain so eloquently, so truthfully? And yet I kick and scream and try to fight whenever evolution comes for me.
Dana Perry Into Work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me a...
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Behave that explained the delusion.
had a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
Hold on to yourself for dear life with all your might.
we brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Right there in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come down.
The People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. If you miss them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German art students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is bands playing for other bands on Max Inc. Radio. Going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin, and Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I face the mess of the memories I its mind to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend, mine for the making.
City's burned to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bunkers in the National Guard. It's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. When the shooting starts, they will fall apart from the pressure and the protest. People, the masses, the systematic killing stops, the riots will last. I see no tears, I feel more the pain. I see no empathy, I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella to hide and then blame on another. Sin, I can and constant systems dancing. Now we all know for the rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Tim, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. They would finally hear what he was trying to shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. They would finally hear what he was trying to shout when the dust settles and the fire burns out. They would finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing
I can't breathe.
look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's supreme leader saying Monday in his first comment since the U.S. bunker-busting bombing of nuclear sites, attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. Ayatollah Khamenei is said to be in hiding. And maybe for good reason, based on what President Trump said Sunday at the White House, ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president suggesting that maybe there should be a change in leadership, saying, quote, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? This as the president continues to push for those talks and warn against retaliation.
The FBI and Homeland Security calling governors during the day warned them to watch out for any uptick in cyber activity. The State Department urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Oil prices are higher because Iran is a major supplier and its parliament is threatening to close off shipping through the Straits of Hormuz. This is ABC News.